Across the country, the death toll from COVID-19 continues to rise in nursing homes and similar facilities. In many states, they account for more than one-third of all COVID-19 deaths. But families have had difficulty getting information about loved ones living in these facilities. Side Effects Public Media's Lauren Bavis reports from Indiana.
Marvin Miles got a call from his mother on March 27th. She'd been recovering from a fall for about a month at Bethany Point Health Campus, a skilled nursing facility in Anderson, Indiana. And though they had spoken almost daily, this call came at 1:35 in the morning.
She was complaining about she couldn't breathe, and she had been pressing the nurse's button for over an hour, and no one would come in there.
That was a Friday. Martha Miles died at a hospital the following Monday. She was 70 years old. Her son says the family requested an autopsy and got the results after her memorial service.
She had tested positive for the coronavirus, and that's what killed her.
Martha Miles is one of 34 residents and staff at Bethany Point who have died of COVID-19. It's a problem across Indiana. Nearly 600 people have died in 121 long-term care facilities, according to state data. That's one-third of the state's total COVID-19 deaths. And the trend is similar in many other states that report these deaths, according to data from the Kaiser Family Foundation. But people like Marvin Miles have struggled to get information from these facilities in Indiana since they restricted visitors in early March.
The whole time she was there, we couldn't get through. Nobody would answer the phones, and we would leave messages, and they never would answer the phone. They never would return our phone calls.
Lynn Clough is Indiana's state long-term care ombudsman. Her program advocates for nursing home residents and their families. She says her office has seen an increase in calls from frustrated relatives concerned about COVID-19.
Not being informed of cases in the facility has been a large issue that we've heard of from family members, and the lack of contact with staff and or the resident.
Late last month, the state began releasing the total number of COVID-19 cases and deaths of residents at long-term care facilities. And the state now requires those facilities to provide daily updates to residents and approved family. Clough's office worked with the state to create that guidance.
We feel that communicating that information will go a very long way in helping calm fears of residents and their family members.
Many states go further. Indiana does not tell the public how many COVID-19 cases and deaths there are at specific nursing facilities. Clough says she would support the state making public the number of cases at individual facilities, as long as it didn't include the residents' names and other identifying information. But at a news conference on April 24th, Governor Eric Holcomb said he would not direct the State Department of Health to do that.
We respect that private business, that nursing home, that is operating under our regulations, and that's where the relationship exists.
The governor's news conferences are how people like Sarah Troutman first heard about deaths in nursing homes. Troutman's father is also a Bethany Point resident. She says the facility called and sent a letter after the first positive case.
And then nothing.
On Saturday, April 4th, Troutman spoke with nursing home staff about her father. The following Monday, she watched the news conference where the state health commissioner announced 11 deaths at Bethany Point.
And I thought, excuse me, what? Because I had heard nothing from the facility about deaths. Nothing.
Troutman says communication from Bethany Point has been better since the state required daily updates. Earlier this month, its parent company, Trilogy Health Services, published the number of COVID-19 cases and deaths at its facilities in Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, and Michigan. Trilogy did not respond to comment for this story. In a press release, the company stated, "We apologize and deeply regret if we did not communicate sooner to responsible family members." But that's not comforting to Martha Miles' family. She left behind her husband of 53 years, 17 grandchildren, and 2 sons, including Marvin Miles.
I feel like we were left in the dark because they didn't inform us of anything.
After his mother's death, Miles and his father called the facility with no response for 2 weeks before they were told they could pick up her belongings from the front desk. Lauren Bavis, Side Effects Public Media.